Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Throws out to Gui Santos, lets it fly. Three ball, left corner pocket for Santos. And the Warriors take a 9-point advantage. Gui puts out the headset. Gui, can you hear us?
Yes, yes.
58 points the last two nights. Both games you guys had to work hard to win. What was the difference tonight for you guys in that fourth quarter?
I think in the fourth quarter, the coach is talking to us, you know. That's a game that we cannot let them get closer to us and make them like the game, you know. Like, they were hitting some tough shots that put them in a game that gave them confidence. And when everybody on the other team has confidence, the game is very, very close, you know. So I think in the fourth quarter, we set up our rhythm and we were just playing the good basketball, and that allowed us to close the game well.
You have confidence right now. 19 of 26 from the field the last two nights. I mentioned 58 points. You know, what is it right now that's allowing you to play at this kind of level? And do you feel like, if you get the ball on the wing, that you can get around anybody?
Yes, yes. I'm feeling like confident right now, especially because the whole coaching staff has a lot of confidence in me. The players, everybody just trusts me a lot. And when you have this trust, you know, behind you and everybody just supporting you all the time, it's really easy to go there and just trying to get something for the team, you know. And that's how I'm feeling right now.
One of my favorite things you do, Gui, is pump fake. I always say pump fake is a basketball player's best friend, and you use it so well. Was there a point in your basketball career that you realized this is a weapon for me?
As soon as I got here, I knew the pump fake is going to be a good friend of me because
yep.
Everybody here is very, very athletic. You know, everybody can hit the head on the rim, and if you just don't pump fake, they're going to send the ball to the standings, you know. So when you pump fake, that gives you more time to think about what you're going to do. If you can get an and-one, you can get to the free throw line, you know. So that's how I use it, and I'm very comfortable with that, you know.
I can tell. And how much time do you spend working on your footwork? Because along with the pump fake, the footwork allows you to get to a position where you're able to draw the fouls, you're able to finish near the rim. I love your footwork as well. Like, how important is that to you, and how often do you work on that?
I think that's a Brazilian natural thing, you know?
Yep.
Like, we're kind of born with that, but I think when I was playing soccer, when I was younger, you know, just playing soccer all the time. Right now, when I play basketball every day, obviously I work on that a lot, and in a game, it's just easier to put in on a game because you work so much on that with the coaches. I play one-on-one. I like to play one-on-one before games with the coaches, so I get ready for the game and use all these moves. And when you do that, allows you to just, you know, do that in a game too.
This morning, Gui, I'm walking my dog. I'm listening back to some of the interviews you guys have done the last couple of days, and you mentioned to the guys on 95.7 The Game, our flagship station, that you were a dancer. You can dance.
Yes, yes.
please share.
I'm a guy that likes to dance a lot. You know, all my family, my friends, my close friends know that. Even the guys on the team, they know that. So it's just a thing that I like to do, you know. Like, of course, it's in Brazil, everybody is kind of like that. Everybody likes to have fun in a game, you know. Like, when you watch the soccer in Brazil, you see everybody just going to the game. They have music on. Everybody's dancing. Everybody just having fun. That's how we are there.
All right. Well, we appreciate it. Great job again tonight. And boa noite.
Boa noite.
Right. Take care.
Thanks, Gui.
Gui Santos. Final score 131-126. Top of the postgame show. Tim Roy, Tom Tolbert, Alan Brown with the assist. R.C. Davis will come back in just a couple of minutes and finish things off, but not before he gives us the hook sign telling us it's time to climb up and get out of here.
Yep, that's what he does.
Yeah. He's like the guy on the Larry Sanders Show. My boy.
Oh, Rip Torn.
Rip Torn.
Love,
yeah.
Rip Torn. He's incredible.
Hey now.
Hey now. Now, that was the other guy.
Yeah, I love
that.
What was his name?
Hank.
Hank.
That was Hank.
Hank.
And hey now, Larry Sanders.
Just genius.
Remember when he did the garden weasel? Creates mulch for your garden. That was one of the most.
Wow, we've got off the rails. Like, this might be the earliest we've gone off the rails
underrated
this year.
Comedy shows of all time.
Yeah.
Larry
yeah.
Sanders.
Oh,
awesome stuff.
Really good
awesome stuff.
Stuff.
Now, Gary Shanley went to U of A, by the way.
He did. Yep. I did not know that.
Yep, he went to U of A.
He went to school down the old Pueblo.
The old Pueblo, that's right.
I don't know. I think there's some really good things that are happening right now for the Warriors. Guy Santos is one of them.
Yep.
You know, just taking a big, big step forward. And you know what? The other part about Guy Santos taking a step forward is that the Warriors can go into the offseason with a certain... At least they know they have a wing that is going to start. They're going to be missing Jimmy Butler at the beginning of the year, Moses Moody for probably most of the year. So having Guy Santos as a guy you can rely on and can start, that's a big, you know, relief for the Warriors. It gives them somebody they can work around with, you know, especially if, say, Porzingis stays and you start him at the five with Draymond, you can put Guy at the three and be totally fine with that.
Yeah, no, he can play three, play four.
Right.
And like I said last game, the one thing you know you have with him is he knows how to play with Steph.
Right.
Right? That's the reason he got minutes to begin with. He knows how to play with Steph. He knows this isn't his job.
Right.
It's just his job out of necessity right now. His job is to keep it moving, make the simple play, penetrate when it's there for you, draw and pitch threes, and then play defense and play smart basketball. Don't turn the ball over. That's what they want from him. Out of necessity now, it's like, hey, we need some more from you. And it's just kind of grown a little bit by a little bit by a little bit by a little bit. And here we are, back-to-back games, he's at 58 points.
Yeah.
He's almost averaged 30 in the last two games.
And again, one of the things I think about when I see that is, okay, like next year on a night where maybe Steph doesn't have it going or the other team's paying a lot of attention to Steph, all of a sudden now you have another option that you can go to. That you know, the team's not going to automatically, you know, 2 years ago, they would leave Guy open, right?
Yep.
Because he
yep.
would be their least worry. Now they have to game plan for him a little bit. And so that's always a plus. And so I think that's one of the nice things that's happening here. And the other thing, which I really hope for in the remaining eight games of the season, I hope Steph gets healthy enough to at least put together three or four games with Kristaps just to see what that looks like.
Yeah.
You know, because I think that could be really a lot of fun.
Yeah, I mean, he owes us that. He owes us a few games.
Stop.
Like, I don't care, Hall of Fame or not.
Just
he owes us some games. Runner's knee. Get back out there.
Oh,
you owe us a couple games.
My goodness.
We've talked about that. And really, when it comes down to it, yes. I mean, they'd like to see Steph with Porzingis. We'd like to see Steph with Porzingis. I just want to see Steph.
Yeah.
He's one of the most fun players to watch in the league. There's a handful of them. There's stars. There's superstars. There's this. But there are guys you're like, I want to watch that guy play just because it's so much fun to watch him play. Steph's one of those guys. I've said him and Jokic. I'm going to put Wembanyama in there too now. Just because he makes my jaw drop every time I watch him play. Like, and not because of exactly what he does. It's like there's no way a guy that big could be doing that. It's impossible.
No. Yeah.
It's impossible to do that. But Steph is we know Steph. He's different. But he does stuff on a nightly basis. You're like, wow, that still makes your jaw drop. So, yeah, absolutely I'm hoping that he can get back. He can get to feeling better. And they're not going to risk anything with him. So if he can go, he can go. If he can't, he can't. But you just like to see him play because that's part of the fun of being an NBA fan. You get to see these guys that are just incredible and do incredible things on a game-to-game basis. And Steph is one of those guys. From a practical standpoint, yeah, if you're the Warriors, you'd love to see a few games with him and Porzingis. Just kind of see what that looks like out there because they're going to have to make a decision on Porzingis this offseason. So Porzingis has started, he since he's been healthy, he's playing really well for them. I mean, everything you thought you would get with Porzingis, hitting threes, picking pops, he's scoring near the bucket a little bit, he's defending the rim, getting to the free throw line a little bit. So, like, those are the things you wanted to see, and you're seeing him. Now you'd love to see him with Steph. So, yeah, I mean, for obviously a lot of reasons, you'd like to see him back. It's fun to watch him, but from a Warriors standpoint, you just love to see kind of what that looks like out there with him and Porzingis.
Pajemski forced the issue at times tonight, but I thought it was good. I thought he did a nice job of getting the ball off the floor quickly, getting them into early offense, and was, you know, close to a triple-double, 22 points, 10 boards, 7 assists. I thought he played a really, you know, smart game. That's the kind of game in this case, he has to play for the Warriors to be effective because, you know, he's got to be a scorer and a guy that distributes.
Yeah, the two things that if he could get, I'm not going to say eliminate from the game, from his game, because that's probably not going to happen, because it allows him to do some of the things he does. But the jumping into guys, drawing the fouls, I think can get him in trouble. And then when he drives without a clear idea of what he wants to do, I think sometimes that could get him in trouble. But there's also some creativity that comes along with it, that now that he's handling the ball a lot more than he was when Steph was playing, you have to give him a little more rope on that one. You got to say, okay, look, we're gonna trust you on this one. You're probably going to make a mistake or two, maybe even a little bit more than you did before, but we're going to let you go ahead and do that and explore, because with the creativity comes a lot of the stuff that he does, which is the slow-mo, you know, Euro steps, which get him to the free throw line, which get him the and ones, which allows him to do some of the stuff that makes him Pajemski. Like, he's one of the few guys that do those things. So, and let's remember, still a young guy.
Very young.
He's still a young guy. So he's got a lot of, you know, a lot of basketball ahead of him. This isn't the finished product. There's going to be growth here, but you can kind of see it. Like, when it comes together, why teams, were interested in him, and why the Warriors weren't interested in giving him up. Like, you could totally see that. And this is, you mentioned something, Tim, about the Wizards, like how this is really going to benefit them next year. A guy like Will Riley benefit him. Bub Carrington benefit him. You know what? We could say the same about the Warriors.
Yeah.
It's going to benefit Gee. It's going to benefit Pajemski. It's going to benefit
Cryer.
Cryer, absolutely. So they have guys you're looking at going, wow, this is invaluable for them, because it's going to give them more experience and taking on a greater responsibility that, look, they won't have to take on, but they'll be able to if you need them to.
You know, the Giants might want to give Pods a call, too.
What?
Yeah.
You going to go the Otani thing?
Yeah, I think, you know.
Now, that one I would tell him. Like, that one you should have thought of and not said.
Why? What's wrong with the Giants?
You can't say. Well, they haven't scored.
Too bad.
Yeah, I love Pods' confidence when he said, you know, I could do the Otani thing. I was like, hey, wait, pump the brakes a little bit. That's the best player ever to play baseball. Easy.
I will say one of the most impressive things an NBA player has done in recent memory was him going to Oracle Park and hitting a home run in batting practice.
Yeah.
Without gloves, wooden bat. I mean, that's...
He has a nice swing.
He has a really nice swing.
Pretty
darn impressive. Holy
moly. I couldn't do it.
Well, did you take BP when they first opened the park?
I did. I actually did do it, but I did it...
Look at me.
...in BP.
Wow.
I didn't do it in front of, like, the crowd.
Well, that was before social media.
Right.
See, did they have cameras then?
Yeah. Really? Wow, geez.
Jeez.
Hey, who are you talking to?
I took a picture of his
Tim?
BlackBerry.
Talking to Tim?
Yeah, really. The hotel in Detroit had rotary phone in the room, which is kind of cool.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Wow. I like the old school stuff.
And it's a hipster type place, so it's like, you know, that was it.
Yeah.
Like, okay, we're doing this. But, yeah, I could do it if it was on a wiffle ball type Oracle Park, you know? I could... Give me that big yellow bat. Hang a curveball, baby. This thing's
out of here. Bat. The hard plastic yellow bat. Now, have you ever taken batting practice over there?
No. Yeah, it would be.
I will say it's one of the most amazing things to be able to stand there at home plate and look out at a major league ballpark.
Yeah.
The grass, the brick. I mean, it was pretty awesome. It was pretty awesome. We did it one time with, I think Rick Barry was on the other team. I don't know if he hit one out or not. He said he was going to. I'm not sure if it actually came to fruition.
He probably still says he did.
But I feel like I cheated. I did. I hit one out with wood, but I also hit one out with metal.
No, it was a cold April day in the mid late 70s, and we played a really good team. The guy threw me a curveball and went, "Oh, I'm not going anywhere with this game."
Speaking of Rick Barry, 82 tomorrow.
Really?
Wow.
Should we send him some beefsteak tomatoes?
Beefsteak tomatoes. That guy still playing pickleball, I would imagine.
Sure is.
82.
And I'll tell you all about it.
How much money would you pay to take batting practice at Fenway?
Oh, ooh, now
can
that
you imagine
that would be...
standing at home plate,
oh, yeah.
all
yeah.
the history
Yep.
There, I mean, that's the cool. That's the one thing that baseball has is history.
Right.
Like you're like
right.
Babe Ruth stood here. Are you kidding? Not anymore because they moved the ballpark. But yeah, I love that stuff.
And that's one thing is you know the basketball. It's hard to keep the old arenas because of the wear and tear and also. You know, the fact that a lot of the old arenas were built without suites.
You
got to redo it. So, you know, the only one that's been able to hang around, it really is Madison Square Garden. You know, there's no Boston Garden, which I always thought that was kind of, I think that if I were them, I would have redone the Boston Garden, but that's just me. You know, it's much harder to do in basketball, but you still get these venues. Like, you've never been to Indiana, have you? Or have you?
Is it the Field House?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know they've renamed it, but I've been there.
Oh,
love that place.
That's a great building.
Love that
great
place.
Great building.
It reminds you of a high school basketball gym that's huge.
Exactly.
And time I walked in, I go, this place is awesome.
In the concourse, they have little incuts into the brick where it's a picture or a memento, a basketball, a jersey, and it tells you about the player that made the shot.
Really?
You know, yeah, it's really, really cool.
Yeah, and it fits Indiana.
It fits Indiana.
It's perfect.
Exactly.
It fits Indiana. Yeah, I'm with you on Boston Garden. Like, the Forum was always my place growing up and the history that the Forum had. And there's still don't they have the refurbished form now? Isn't that
it's a church, I think. Yeah,
is that what it is?
Church, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they got rid of that. They got rid, and then SoFi's where Hollywood Park used to be. So we used to go to Hollywood Park, you know, bet the ponies, go watch the Kings play or something like that. Like, oh, memories, incredible.
This is grade school?
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it was fifth grade. My mom dropped me off.
Here, put this on the Daily Devil.
It was fantastic. But I'm with you on the Boston Garden. That was like living history. Like walking into the Boston Garden, seeing all the jerseys and the banners in the rafters, and knowing that you were walking on the same floor as Russell, Cousy, Nelly, Havlicek, Cowens, like all those guys.
It was exactly the same floor. They never upgraded that puppy at all.
You would dribble sometimes, and it hit the ground, and it'd never come back up. I go, what happened? Dead spot. Just flat dead spot.
Worst visiting locker room ever.
Oh, it's terrible.
Ever.
Take a shower. Two guys could take a shower at a time. That's all you could.
If you ever worked in a kitchen, which I did as a kid in high school, and you have to clean out the back and where the pots are and everything, and they've got those black rubber mats on the floor.
Yes.
That's what they had in the visiting locker room at Boston Garden.
It was so brutal.
Oh, it was
so brutal.
Awful.
Yeah, one of my favorite memories of not playing in the Boston Garden, but just being in the Boston Garden, was walking into the Boston Garden before the game. You get put your stuff in the locker room and stuff, and looking up on the concourse and seeing Larry Bird jogging.
Oh, yeah.
Getting ready to warm up for the game. And I was I grew up like Larry Bird, Magic Johnson. So when I saw Larry Bird, I was like, oh, man, that's incredible. I go, I better wake up. I got to guard this guy tonight at some point. Like, he's going to kick my ass at some point tonight.
The visiting radio perch. The radio perch was about halfway up in a box, kind of like a hockey almost look. And you climb in there. And at the time, I had a coat and tie on. What they didn't tell you was there's a heating pipe that runs behind you.
Yeah.
So think about how warm the Boston Garden can get.
Man.
So then I'm right behind the heat. Right, so I'm right in front of the heat. So by like the third quarter, your tie's off, you're sweating bullets. It's like, it's another bucket for D. Brown.
Oh gosh,
I need water.
Now during the winter, it wasn't that hot.
No,
it was like cold during the winter, hot during the summer. Like if you played there, I can't even imagine playing in June when the Lakers played there in the finals.
Oh.
I mean, how guys didn't just pass out and die. But I'll give you one quick story. We walk in there for shoot around. And we look up at all the rafters and stuff, and we go, hey, there's number 19 right there. And we ask, do you know who 19 is? I think I asked Mitch, you know who 19 is? He's like, no. And I come to find out later, guys didn't follow basketball as much as I did when I was growing up. So I go, that's Nelly. You go, Nelly, get number up there. Now, I could excuse not knowing 19 was Nelly. He goes, he played for the Celtics? I was like, okay, that's enough. I go, that's it. Give me a ball. I'm going to go down to the other end and shoot.
Well,
even in naked. What? Excuse me?
What we used to do in New York, if we went to shoot around at Madison Square Garden. They have all these retired numbers up there, and they have Dick Barnett's number was retired because he played on their two championship teams or whatever. And so it just says Barnett. So we would tell the rookies, hey, see, they retired Jim's number here. What? Really? Oh, my God. It's like... Then eventually, it's good. No, it's not Jim.
No, it's not Jim. It's Dick Barnett. Good times, though.
All
good,
right.
Good times. So all I will right. see you going to Denver.
Going to Denver.
And then we're going to be together for like six straight games.
Oh.
We got home games. We got Sacramento.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
Wow, wow.
So you better get used to it.
I'll tell you what kind of town Denver is. The Warriors went in there in like 14, 15, and had a great record. Denver had a great record. And it's like, okay, or might have even been 12-13 when they played them in the playoffs. Denver had that
the
great
Black
team with
Falcon.
Gallinari. And then I get there. And they still have newspapers back then for the most part.
Yeah.
Grab a copy of the Denver Post morning of the game right across the top fold. And it's about all it is about how the Broncos have hired a new offensive line coach. I'm going, come on, man.
They're definitely a football town. They're definitely a football town. Now, football town. And a really good bar town. They have some really good bars there that have really good beer.
Oh, you'll have to send me some notes then.
Well, remember, we're there for the playoffs.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Yeah,
that's
right. I'll find a couple for you.
Yeah, it should be a lot. It's always great to see one of the best players in his generation. That's Jokic.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, you know, he's so good.
He really is. He really is. Well, safe travels.
Safe travels indeed. Yes, sir.
And I will see you. I'm not even – when is the
– Wednesday. Wednesday, Spurs.
April Fool's Day?
April Fool's Day.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'll have to come up with a good one. Would it be too soon if I said I'm going to be late for the game?
Yes.
I've had heart issues and I got to go to the hospital.
Yes.
And then I popped in and went, April Fool's.
Yeah, that
okay.
would not be one
I won't
to
do
play.
That. Not cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
God, nobody likes that one.
No, because you do show up late to games.
All right, I'm leaving. Goodbye. Unsafe travel. See you. Goodbye.
Turbulence. Okay.